This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, the MET student secures national spot at EDHE APSA Innovacity 2026 and Hawks haunt four additional suspects in Durban human trafficking case. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. The MET third-year accounting student Dasanda Songlisha has secured second place in the Innovative Industries category at KZN Regional Round of the ADHE APSA Entrepreneurship Innovacity 2026, hosted at Coastlands Musgrave Hotel on 11 to 12 August. She will now represent MET at the national finals in Gauteng on 26 to 27 November 2026. Songlisha's startup Pride Ride was created to provide safe, discrimination-free transport and underserved communities, with features including 24/7 panic buttons, live streaming cameras, vetted drivers, and wheelchair-accessible vehicles for the LGBTQI community and people living with disability. The innovation aligns with several UN Sustainable Development Goals and highlights MET's growing footprint in inclusive entrepreneurship. Asanda Songlisha tells us more about how she feels.
It feels surreal. I couldn't believe that I was seeing my name on the screen. It took me a couple of seconds. Then after I realized that, no man, this is actually happening, I started screaming, you know, doing a little dance. Then I went to the front to give out my acceptance speech or something like that. Yeah, it was amazing. It was a great feeling, you know. Knowing that other people actually believe in your concept is a great feeling indeed. And I do appreciate the support that I've received from MET, from MET Radio, from SWIP, from my family and friends. It was amazing. That's all I can say. Thank you.
In other news, a second suspect, aged 48, appeared briefly in the Durban Regional Courts on Friday morning facing charges of human trafficking, criminal injury, and the contravention of the Cyber Crimes Act. His case was postponed to later this month, when he is expected to appear alongside a 65-year-old businessman arrested earlier this week at his Umhlanga home. Both men will also apply for bail. The charges stem from the rescue of four women from Aldo Park in Johannesburg, who were allegedly lured to Durban with false job offers and then held and exploited for sex at a house in Durban North. The Hawks say the investigation is far from over, with four more suspects being tracked and additional arrests expected ahead of the bail proceedings. And finally, the American football star Travis Kelce has described his early July wedding to pop sensation Taylor Swift as the best night of my life, after the couple tied the knot over 2 days of celebrations at Madison Square Garden, New York, on July 2 and 3. 36-year-old kept the event largely under wraps, with no images released and confirmation only coming later through Swift's spokeswoman and a message on the venue screen. The ceremony was officiated by actor Adam Sandler, with the couple dressed by Jonathan Anderson for Christian Dior and Swift in Louboutin shoes. Around 1,000 guests, including several celebrities attending, prompting street closures and a heavy police presence at the cost of the couple's that's costed the couple $160,000 in city fees. Details remain scarce, though. AMC chief Adam Aaron briefly posted, then deleted a note calling the vows personal, emotional, and charming. The pair went public with their relationship 2 years ago and announced their engagement in August 2025. Oh, In your money markets this morning, on the commodities market, this morning, Brent crude was trading at 87.67 cents per dollars per barrel, up by 0.69%. Gold is also firmed, with spot pricing rising 0.47% to $4,329.82 an ounce, while platinum gained 0.15% to $1,721.75 an ounce. On the currency front, the rand is sitting at 16 rand 20 cents to the US dollars, 18 rand 67 cents to the euros, and 21 rand 78 cents to the British pound. At the pumps, inland motorists are paying 25 rand 42 cents for petrol 93 and 25 rand 58 cents for petrol 95 per liter, while wholesale inland diesel 0.05% is at 26 rand 17 cents per liters. A recap of the top stories this hour. The MUT student secures national spot at EDHE APSA University 2026, and Hawks haunt four additional suspects in Durban human trafficking case. That is all from me this hour. Catch me again with your headlines at 9:30. Reporting live on MUT Radio News, I am Kazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.